Ziggy Marley, Reggae Man.
Yeah.
Love is my religion.
By QE2, Reggae Queen. Parent pressure. Parents like putting pressure on their children. They always want their children to be better than they ever were. Smarter, more successful, wealthier and happier. Essentially the version 2 of themselves. But what to do when your father was perhaps the most famous reggae musician of all time? In that case, you have some big shoes to fill. Luckily, Ziggy Marley, son of the infamous reggae singer and guitarist Bob Marley, has not had much difficulty stepping up to the plate. Some would say Ziggy is just riding on the Marley name, and maybe he is, but he still managed to have a fabulous and full little life for himself.
The Melody Makers. Ziggy, David Nesta Marley, was born on October 17, 1968 in Trenchtown, Jamaica. Ziggy is not a common English variation of David. There is no way that it is even an obscure variation, yet no one is exactly sure from where Marley's nickname Ziggy originated. Even Marley himself is not sure. One theory says that it came from how he played football as a kid, running and zigzagging around the field. Or maybe Marley's parents decided the name David was boring after the first few years and decided to switch it up. Ziggy is the fourth of Bob Marley's 13 children. He made his first official debut in the music industry on his father's song, Children Playing in the Streets, with his siblings, Sadella, Stephen, and Sharon. I guess Bob Marley's 9 other children weren't good enough to make the cut. Those 4 lucky Marley siblings later officially became known as the band The Melody Makers, with Ziggy as their frontman. Ziggy Marley and the Melody Makers' first album was Play the Game Right, released in 1985 and considered too poppy by critics. The Melody Makers ignored such obnoxious demands and made 11 more albums, including the highly popular and critically successful Conscious Party, released in 1988. One Bright Day, released in 1989, and Jamaica, released in 1991. Perhaps the 4 most popular singles released by the Melody Makers are True to Myself, Drive, People Get Ready, and Tomorrow People.
Solo career. By the year 2000, though, record sales of the Melody Makers had declined. Obviously, their 9 other siblings finally ran out of money and stopped buying their records. At this point, Ziggy decided to pretend to be an only child and began his solo career. Marley's first solo album, Dragonfly, was released in 2003. Followed by Love Is My Religion, released 2006, on his own independent record label, Tuff Gong Worldwide, started by Marley's father and promptly taken over by Ziggy. "This album is from my heart," said Marley, "of Love Is My Religion," for which he wrote and produced all of the tracks. According to Marley's website, the songs on Love Is My Religion are a motley collection, having been written in many different countries over a long period of time. It seemed to work, though, as Marley received a Grammy in 2007 for the album as the best reggae album of the year, giving him a total collection of 4 Grammys. This hasn't gone to his head yet, and he is still down to earth enough to contribute songs to many different movie and television show soundtracks, instead of just charging outrageous royalties to pay for copyright usage. Marley is currently working on recording his own album of music for children, though hopefully this album will not encourage dangerous behaviour amongst youngsters, like his father's songs did.
Philanthropy. But Marley isn't one to just sit and play his guitar. In the early 2000s, Marley worked with the United Nations to create a record label called Ghetto Youth's Crew to help young reggae artists. Marley has also created the charity Urge, Unlimited Resources Giving Enlightenment, that helps children by supporting Jamaican hospitals and schools. Marley also explored his fashionable side by designing a shirt for H&M's Fashion Against AIDS collection. Marley also supports the nonprofit organization Little Kids Rock. The organization provides free musical instruments and lessons to public school students all over the U.S. Marley also worked with the organization Wear Your Music, creating relix bands from donated guitar strings. Basically, Ziggy Marley has no free time. Despite being such a busy man with his music and philanthropy, Marley still has managed to have an active family life. His wife, Orly Marley, used to be the vice president of the William Morris Agency, a Hollywood talent agency representing many famous artists, and now manages Marley's career and Tuff Gong worldwide. While not quite as procreative as his father, Marley and his wife still manage to add five more little Marleys to the clan: Daniel, Justice, Zuri, Judah, and Gideon. Maybe one day four of them will form a band and leave the fifth one out, following in their father's footsteps. Time will tell.